All right, you're tuning in because, well, you want to get smart, efficiently. And today, we're diving into something most of us probably have jangling on our keys or tucked in our wallets.
Yeah, a loyalty card.
Yeah.
But we're looking beyond just the obvious savings here.
Exactly. We want to explore the kind of hidden world these things can unlock.
Mm-hmm. And our source for this is a Dutch audio segment. It's called Bonus Kaart Bespaartips.
Which translates roughly to bonus card savings tips, right?
Pretty much. And our mission, let's say, is to uncover how this everyday card offers some, frankly, surprising value way beyond the supermarket.
Okay, so let's ground this. The bonus card itself, that's the Dutch one we're focusing on, its main job, its core function, is saving money on groceries. You scan it, you get discounts. Pretty straightforward.
Absolutely. That's the starting point.
Yeah.
But what's really interesting and what this audio highlights is how these programs are, well, evolving.
Evolving how?
This specific card, the bonus card, has apparently branched out. It's got partnerships now.
Ah, okay. Partnerships. No. So it's not just about the supermarket anymore.
Not at all. That's the core message. It's expanding into areas you probably wouldn't immediately connect with your grocery shop.
Right. So let's talk specifics. The source mentions travel. Reason, I think, was the Dutch word.
It was, yeah. Travel discounts. Imagine getting a bit off your next trip just because you swiped your grocery card.
That's unexpected. But it makes sense. Loyalty programs want to be stickier, right?
Yeah.
More part of your life.
Exactly. They want to be integrated into your wider spending. Partnering with travel providers could be flights, hotels. Who knows the specifics it offers a benefit outside their main store?
Okay. Travel. What else? The audio mentioned fuel, too, didn't it? Brand stuff.
It did, yeah. Fuel. So potentially filling up your car could get a little cheaper.
Just by showing the same card you use for milk and bread?
That seems to be the idea. It really shows a broader trend, you know. These schemes need to offer value across different parts of your life to stay relevant.
Makes you wonder what else is linked up.
Well, the source also threw in entertainment.
Entertainment?
Yeah,
seriously? Yeah. Okay, that's quite a jump from groceries and fuel.
It is a leap, isn't it?
So what are we thinking? Like movie tickets? Maybe discounts at local museums or something?
The audio didn't detail exactly what, but yet typically entertainment partnerships might include things like cinema discounts, maybe deals on theme parks or local events.
Huh. It's all about making that card feel indispensable, I guess. Useful day to day.
Precisely. Diversification is key for them.
Okay, so if there are all these potential extra benefits, travel, fuel, entertainment, how on earth do you keep up with it all? Deals must change, right?
They must. And the bonus card Bespaartips source actually gave a pretty clear steer on this.
Yeah. What's the trick?
The AH app, the mobile application associated with the card, that's likely where you'd find all the current partner offers and details.
Ah, the app. Makes sense. Everything's in an app these days. So for anyone listening, if you've got a loyalty card, step one is probably check for an app.
Definitely. And the source mentioned one other thing, too.
Oh, yeah.
Newsletters.
Yeah.
Subscribing to their email newsletter.
Right. The old-fashioned way. But effective. Get updates straight to your inbox about new partners, special offers.
Exactly. It's a direct line for information.
So the big picture, then. It feels like we often underestimate these cards. We just think, oh, grocery discount, and that's it.
We really do. The underlying message here is about maximizing the utility, getting the most bang for your buck from something you likely already have.
Just by being a bit more aware, checking the app, maybe reading those emails.
Mm-hmm. You could tap into savings on travel, on fuel, on going out.
Yeah.
Things you might be spending on anyway, but missing the discount.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. The main takeaway for you listening is don't sleep on your loyalty card. It might be way more powerful than you think.
Yeah, it could be a key to savings well beyond the checkout counter.
And that makes you think, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, it prompts a question. What other programs or memberships are you part of that might have these kinds of hidden, underused benefits?
That's a great point. It encourages a bit of digital spring cleaning almost, looking into the perks you already have access to but maybe forgot about.
Absolutely. So our source today, Bonus Kaart Bespaartips, really highlighted the potential lurking in just one card. Maybe take 5 minutes later today.
Yeah.
Open up the app for your main loyalty card or check their website, glance at the latest newsletter. You might just uncover some genuinely surprising ways to save.
You really never know what little gems are hidden in the terms and conditions or just, you know, announced in an app update. Worth checking out.